Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Dear listeners, today's reflection is on a powerful hadith from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. A hadith that teaches us what true leadership, responsibility and service really mean, whether in our homes, our communities or our society. Imam Sadiq is quoted to have said, "Whoever takes charge of the affairs of people and acts with justice, keeps his door open to them, removes his harm from them, and truly looks into their needs, it becomes a right upon Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, to protect him from fear on the Day of Judgment and to admit him into Paradise." So this hadith describes four qualities that turn anyone into a servant of humanity. First is justice. Justice is not only a political value, it is a personal one as well. A father who is fair among his children. A teacher who treats students equally. A leader who avoids favoritism. All of them are practicing justice. And Imam teaches us that justice is the first requirement of anyone who has responsibility, no matter how small. The second is keeping your door open. This is a beautiful expression. It does not only mean a physical door. It means a person whose heart is open, whose face is welcoming, who listens before judging, who does not make others feel small or unworthy. In a world where many leaders build walls, Imam tells us to build doors, to open the doors. And the third is removing your harm from people. Sometimes serving people begins with not hurting them, not with words, not with ego, not with anger. Every harsh comment, every unfair reaction, every unnecessary difficulty we place on others counts as harm. Imam teaches, remove this harm and you have already served. And the fourth one, before that, let me say that some of my friends would say that, why don't you directly mention fasting, because we're talking in the month of Ramadan, but you know that fasting has its own conditions. All things matter when you're fasting. It's not only about keeping away from food and drink and so on. You have to be, you have to become better under the in the month of Ramadan. So everything matters. And the fourth one is looking into people's needs. This is the highest level. Not waiting for others to beg. Not turning away from when someone is struggling. To look into their circumstances, to understand, to help and to care. This is true leadership. So in this month, may Allah make us among those who carry the responsibilities of life with justice, compassion and sincerity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.